We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by UW Medicine. Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine. And it's the same expert care that everybody can get at over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine. A higher degree of healthcare.
We're really happy to have basketball here on Montlake as Washington at 1-0 opening up against 1-1 Mount St. Mary's, the Mountaineers. And as we get a look at the starting lineups for today's game, starting with Mount St. Mary's, one of their leading scorers, Jalen Gibbs, a 6'3 junior guard out of Maryland, is not going to play today. He's got a rolled ankle. Averages 15 points a game this year, and last year averaged 11.4. He is out of the lineup. He's a scratch, so that hurts an already handicapped Mountaineers club. But Votto Morse is the six-time Northeast Conference Freshman of the Week from a year ago and the reigning Conference Rookie of the Year. He's their leading scorer, averaging 16 points a game, a six-foot guard. The straw that stirs the drink is Damian Chongqui, averaging 8 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He's a scrappy 5'8", 145-pound sophomore guard out of Baltimore. They've got a three-forward lineup. Colin Namane is a 6'9", sophomore forward from Nigeria. He's a little turnover-prone, but was productive last year as a freshman. Nana Opoku is a 6'9", sophomore forward from Virginia. And Malik Jefferson nearly averages a double-double this year, 11 points. And 9.5 rebounds. For the Washington Huskies, Quade Green at the point guard spot. Four forwards in the lineup, McDaniels, Carter, Wright, and Stewart. It was a good lineup for the Huskies the other night in getting that come-from-behind win against Baylor to open up the season 67-64. Huskies led by head coach Mike Hopkins in his third year, 49-22, the two-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year in his first 2 years. Going for win number 50 in purple and gold tonight, assisted by Dave Rice, Cameron Dollar, and Will Conroy. Opposite him, Dan Eggelstad in his second year at Mount St. Mary's, 10-23 record, but had a successful five-year stint at D3 Southern Vermont before that, where he went 104-34. This is the second ever meeting between these two teams. The Huskies put a century mark on the board in the other one back in 2015, a 100-67 win here at Alaska Airlines Arena. So two teams not familiar with one another, but nonetheless, it's really, you don't even mind that at this time of year. You're happy to play someone other than yourself. This team is tired of practicing against one another. They're ready for competition.
Yeah, and I'm sure the message is going to be, because you know there's not a ton of film. You got two games. Georgetown was obviously the more opponent, like Washington. And then their last outing against Gettysburg. But for Washington, it's really all about them. It's how do we come out and play Husky basketball? How do we execute on those things? Let's clean up the turnovers that we saw in the first half against Baylor. Let's continue to share the basketball, go inside out. You work on those things in a game like this and just try to build on the success that you had in the second half against Baylor.
And if anybody's not taking this game seriously, let me tell you this. The top-ranked team in the land, Kentucky, just went down to Evansville moments ago, 67-64. It's final. Evansville pulls the upset. Isaiah Stewart at center court tips it back to Quade Green, and the Huskies will bring the ball up the floor against what looks like a man-to-man defense operating from left to right. Quade Green has the ball Head of the key will bounce it right side to McDaniels. He'll post up Stewart. Splits double team. Layup is good. Isaiah Stewart with his first 2 points in his home career. The Dogs strike first.
And Washington, a little full court pressure after the basket. Quade Green going man to man, almost 94 feet.
This is Damian Chongqui with the ball high on the right. Bounce it between the rings. Malik Jefferson. Bring it right side, Chongqui, head of the circle, defended by Stewart on the switch. Kick right side, a three on the way for Morse, back of the rim, no good. A high arching rebound, a whistle, and a foul going over the back. And Nana Opoku doesn't like the call, but it goes against him, and Mount St. Mary's the first foul of the ball game, 39 seconds in.
I'm not so certain about that one. And dang, Engelstad does not like that one either. He's looking at the official saying, my guy's in between two Huskies, who's able to come away with that rebound.
There's Quade Green up the floor for the Huskies in their slick white Adidas home jerseys. Huskies written across the chest. Purple letters and numerals. Jaden McDaniels missed the jumper. Rebound Mount St. Mary's. Up the floor in their navy blue tops and bottoms, white lettering and trim. Air ball shot from Chongqui. Offensive rebound. Jefferson scores it low on the right, and we're tied at two, a minute and a half in.
And that was one of the problems against Baylor. A bunch of offensive rebounds. Didn't result in a bunch of points for Baylor, but still too many opportunities on the glass in that one.
Here's Green bringing it ahead of the circle. Now pass right side to Nas Carter. 23 points in the season opener. Steps to his left. Shoots a three. High arching shot. Rattles out. Rebound Mount St. Mary's. Up the right sideline is Chongqui. Brings it up against Green. And from the top of the key, there's a switch. McDaniels guarding the point guard. Bring it left side over to Opoku. And now this is Morse. Morse averaging 16 a game. Beats his man off the dribble. Floater in the paint. No good. Rebound Isaiah Stewart. Here's Green. Up the right alley for the Huskies in a 2-2 ball game. Almost 2 minutes gone by. Screen to his left from Stewart. Work it to Carter. Into the corner. McDaniels drives the baseline. Spin move under the basket. Kicks it out to Wright. Wright has it high on the right. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Green between the rings. Pass left side over to Carter. Carter wants to angle in. Gets to the paint. Jumper on the way. Rattles out. No good. Push in the back. Sent Stewart flailing. It goes against number 21. Colin Namine, the sophomore from Nigeria. His first foul. And the second against Mount St. Mary's.
I've been impressed in the short time that Isaiah Stewart's been on campus. And you watch him in practice and in the one game against Baylor. His motor just continues to run. And Namine, probably not used to somebody with that athleticism, size, physicality that Isaiah Stewart's bringing to the table, and he better be ready for the next 40 minutes to get it on.
McDaniels lobs it over to Carter. Now it's Stewart. He will not be shy. Triggers the three from straight on, but missed it wide right. Rebound Jefferson. And here comes the mount. Chongqui, top of the key. 2.5 minutes into the game, a 2-2 score. And a whistle and a foul as Green on a switch got stuck with the big man, Malik Jefferson, and armbarred him in the back. That is the first foul of the game against the Huskies.
Interesting that Coach Hopp and the Huskies come out man-to-man, you know, not because we haven't seen it, but because they're typically a zone team, and by now you'd see zone at least a possession or two.
And we see a substitution as Carter goes to the bench in favor of Bay, who comes in and promptly blocks a shot from Jefferson. Rebound McDaniels. Glides up the court. And we'll kick it over to Bay. Bay on the left wing. Pump fake. Got his man in the air. Drive and a travel. And they are really quick on the trigger with those travel calls this year. If you even drag the pivot foot a little bit, they've been quick with the whistle.
Yeah, and a couple of those against Baylor were obvious. That one right there, to me, Jabal Bay gives the head and shoulders fake and then puts the ball down. That was a close one.
Now the Huskies full court pressure, but the mount breaks it. Kick into the corner for Namine. Makes his way into the paint. Running floater on the way is good over Isaiah Stewart, and the mount takes a 4-2 lead. 3 minutes gone by.
Now Washington's getting the possessions that they want. They're getting the looks in the offensive half court. They're just not getting shots to fall.
Here's McDaniels from way out top. They'll bring it right side, scoop it over to Bay. Now it's Green high on the left, directing traffic against what looks like a man-to-man defense here. Gets a screen to his left from Stewart. Tries the screen and roll to Stewart, who hadn't got to the spot yet. And the ball's taken away by Jefferson for the mount, which seems content to really just trot it up the floor and take their time. They've got a 4-2 lead, 3.5 minutes gone by. Here's Morris high on the left. Lob down low to Jefferson. Catch, layup, good. It's 6-2, Mount St. Mary's.
I'm not sure we're going to see this man-to-man for much longer. Against Gettysburg, Mountaineers shot 16% from three. So you want to force them to shoot long shots. Now they're getting dribble penetration layups.
And last year it was a theme for Mount St. Mary's. They shot 31% last year, 327th in the nation from three. Here's McDaniels in the corner. Work it out, him here right. A right point three on the way. Clanked it off the mark to the left and a rebound for Morse. Morse trotting up the floor. 6-2 lead for Mount St. Mary's. Bounce pass off the shin of Jefferson, taking away Quade Green. It's 3-on-3 up the floor. Green doesn't have numbers. He'll scoop it back. McDaniels. Scratch that. It was Stewart. Now work it over to right. Into the corner, McDaniels. McDaniels dribbles off his Green left sneaker, and it's taken away by Mount St. Mary's. Another turnover for the Huskies.
At 15 against Baylor in that first half.
Yep.
Continuing that theme in the first half here tonight.
Chongqui will slow it up and back up to the W. He's working against Hamir Wright. Now this is Namine. Scoop back right side over to Morse. Morse makes a move on Bay with eight on the shot clock. Kick over to Chongqui from between the circles. Chongqui will kick it to Jefferson. He gets rejected by Isaiah Stewart. It goes out of bounds. Two on the shot clock. 15-14 to go in the first half. But it's the kind of start that Mount St. Mary's wants to see. They opened up a 19-point second-half lead against Georgetown in their opener. They've opened up a 4-point lead in the first 4 minutes and 46 seconds here. It's 6-2. Mount St. Mary's leads. This is Husky basketball from Learfield IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
6-2, Mount St. Mary's leads Washington. 15-14 to go here in the first half. 6-0 run for the Mountaineers, and they have basically done a nice job of forcing some turnovers. Huskies have given it away three times. Settled for some maybe early trigger threes. They're 0-for-3 from the outside, the Dogs are.
Yeah, this is deja vu to what we saw against Baylor. Really, you talked about those three turnovers for Washington resulting in 4 points off turnovers for Mount St. Mary. So you take care of the basketball, you're going to limit your exposure there. And on the offensive end, you know, you got to work the ball inside out. You go into Isaiah Stewart, first play of the game, he's able to score. And then you start settling for jumpers.
Two on the shot clock as Mount St. Mary's has the ball, enters it from the left corner. A new player in the game, Omar Hobway, tries to check it in, gets it to Chongqui. Three on the way, partially blocked by Hamir Wright, ends up in the hands of Isaiah Stewart. And I think they're going to call a shot clock violation.
Yeah, great deflection, great closeout there from Hamir. When you know there's two and the three's got to go up, you feel pretty good about extending right there.
Hamir Wright has a chance to lead the Pac-12 in blocks this year. Had 4 in the opener against Baylor, including 2 in the final 5.5 minutes of that enormous comeback. Here's Nate Roberts on the floor for the first time. Passes into the corner to Hamir Wright. Dribbles up to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. 9 on the shot clock. Kick out Jamal Bay from the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Gives to Hamir Wright with 4 to shoot. Jab step. Backs off. Shoots a 3. Back of the rim. No good. And a high skying rebound from Nana Opoku. The 6'9 sophomore from Virginia takes it away for the Mount, which leads 6-2.
Well, big lineup now with Naz Carter and Jamal Bay. Really your guards, but not a true point guard on the floor. And it showed there in that last possession.
Huskies do switch to a zone with Carter and Bay at the top of it. The wings extend. They're Wright and Roberts. They'll get it down low as Opoku. Turnaround shot against Stewart. Shot rejected away. Let's get batted out to center circle where it's taken away by Jamal Bay. Bay with the ball top of the key. And to your point, Huskies will now set up a half-court set without a true point guard on the floor. Carter tries to wrap around pass to get it to Stewart. Gets knocked out of bounds. 18 to the shot clock. 14 minutes left in the first half. Huskies will reset with the Mount leading 6-2.
You hate to say with 14 minutes to go in the first half that this is a must-score possession, but they need to find something here offensively to the Huskies to get a little rhythm going.
Jade McDaniels re-enters the game with a lime green left sneaker and a baby blue right sneaker, and the opposites are being worn by Nate Roberts on the floor right now. Jamal Bay has it high on the right, screen to his left from Stewart. Now he'll throw it to Stewart at the foul line. Turnaround jump shot clanked off the glass. Skying in for the rebounds, Carter. He attacks the rim. The putback won't go. Mount St. Mary's with the rebound. The Huskies have just 2 points, 6.5 minutes into this game. 6-2, the Mount with the lead. Votto Morse dribbles over to the right wing. 15 on the shot clock, brings it ahead of the circle. Had it tipped away for a moment. Ends up in the hands of Hobway. Now work it right side, and a foul called. Against ball gets knocked out of bounds, rather. It's going to be Mount St. Mary ball.
You know, one of the things that I dislike with the officials, just because a ball is thrown off a leg doesn't make it a kick. It's not always a kicked ball in that situation. It can just be an inadvertent pass that goes off the body.
So Nate Roberts checks back out. Quade Green comes in, promptly steals the ball. It's 3-on-1. Quade lobs it up to Bay. The layup is good, and the Huskies' drought is over. It's 6-4. Mount St. Mary's lead is trimmed to 2.
One of the few opportunities to get out in transition for Washington. Off a turnover, Mr. Castricone leads to some easy runouts.
About time. Just a second turnover from Mount St. Mary's tonight. Huskies have 3 giveaways. 7 minutes gone by. 6-4, the Mount leads. Here's Naeem Miller, freshman guard out of Pittsburgh, onto the floor. 3 is on the way. It's off the glass and a rebound. Jaden McDaniels finds Bay. Pull-up 3 on the right wing. Clanks off. Rebound snagged away by Naeem Miller. Mount St. Mary's gets it back. Huskies had a chance to take the lead with that 3 ball. 4 points on the board for Washington. 12:30 on the first half clock. Pump fake. Morse drives after getting his man in the air. No good. Off the left hand to Stewart and into the breadbasket of Quade Green, who brings it up the right sideline for the Huskies. Push it over to Bay. Angles in from the left. Euro step. Layup. Whistle a foul. And Jamal Bay is going to the free throw stripe with 12:20 to play in the first half, and the Huskies down 2.
Tell you what, I really like what Quade Green brings to the table from a point guard position. You know, right there, kind of weaves in and out of traffic, plays some cat and mouse, and with the left hand is able to dump that off on the run to Jamal Bay, who's then able to make a play, get fouled, drive into the lane.
He came in and promptly got the first steal of the game for the Huskies as well, but Bay misses the free throw, and this is something we're going to have to follow throughout the season, Jason. This Husky team, you know, with the exception of a couple of guys, has not been good enough at the free throw line so far.
Well, they were horrible in the game against Western Washington, the exhibition. You know, you're around 50% as a team. That's not going to do it. But they improved a little bit, 70% against Baylor. But free throws are an important part. Jamal Bay gets that second one,
oh,
too. Oh, rattle in and out.
Plinko chipped it as Isaiah Stewart checks out of the game. Sam Timmons on the floor for the first time. Huskies go for 2 at the stripe. They're down 6-4, almost 8 minutes gone by. Bounce into the left corner. 3 on the way for D. Barnes. He missed it. Offensive rebound by Jefferson. Had it poked away by Green. A scrum on the floor in the paint. A jump ball is called. It'll be Mount St. Mary basketball with 12:03 to go in the first half.
Now, no Isaiah Stewart in there, so maybe not the athleticism and shot blocker that Jefferson was expecting. So he's trying to muscle his way into the paint right now.
Love the quick hands from Quade Green on defense, though. He's got multiple deflections so far here in the first 8 minutes. Inbounds coming from Naeem Miller. Looks and gets it into Hobway. He was fouled by reaching, I think, Jaden McDaniel or Jamal Bay. I missed it. It looks like they'll give it to Bay.
Yeah.
And so two shots coming after a quick trigger foul. And to the free throw line is Omar Hobway. He is a big body at 6'6", 225, a junior who missed the first free throw. Last year in a game against Bryant, had 17 rebounds. You can tell he's got that kind of body that can really box out and get after the boards. But both teams struggling at the line so far as he converts the second. It's 7-4. Mount St. Mary's leads 12:02 to go here in the first half. Quade Green up the floor. Screen to his left for McDaniels, then Timmons brings it over to the left point. Nas Carter checks back into the game as well. Quade Green, bounce right side over to Bay. Bay with the ball on the right wing, returns it over to Green out top. 10 on the shot clock as Green backs up, gets the screen to his right from Timmons. Push it left side over to Carter. Carter into the paint, scoop shot, the scoop shot layup falls off the rim. The Huskies ice cold, 2-for-12 to open up. And still trailing 7-4.
You can't argue with some of the shots. Point blank range on 2 or 3 that were layup-esque. Just not able to go.
Here's Barnes. Out top gives it over to Miller. Miller passes left side over to Chung Kui. Returns it Miller out top. Miller on the right point. Finds Sean Cui, left wing. Drives inside. Kicks it out over to Barnes. Barnes drives inside. Finds Sean Cui open in the right corner for three. Three on the shot clock. Missed it. Ball volleyballed around. Sean Cui comes away with it. Shovels it down to Jefferson. Layup is blocked from behind by McDaniels. And here come the Huskies in transition. Dribbles behind his back. Pass left side to Carter. Into the corner for Green. Returns it out to Carter. And the Huskies set up in the half court. It's Bay with the ball on the right wing. Makes a move to the baseline. Now spins out of it. Give it out McDaniels. Will lob down low to Timmons, who was fouled upon the catch. And that'll be the fourth team foul against Mount St. Mary's. And mercifully, we hit a timeout with 10:45 to go in the first half. The Huskies have mustered just 4 points on two made field goals out of 12 shot attempts. It's Mount St. Mary's 7, Washington 4. Now this for Banner Bank.
When the stakes are high and it's your money on the line, you can count on Banner Bank. Banner Bankers listen and care about every detail, always one step ahead of whatever you need. From easy online banking to the perfect home loan with financial tools and advice that help you get ahead. So start banking with Banner Bank and get the superpower service you deserve. Built for action. Built for banking. Banner Bank. Banner Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Husky Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.
If you're a Husky fan, you know that you can't spell dogs without a W. You know how to get to the game by bike, bus, train, or boat. You know how to wave your beanie for every kickoff. And you know how to yell. If you're a Husky fan, you also know that the official credit card of UW is the BECU University of Washington Visa. So show your Husky pride with every purchase. For more information on the official card of UW, visit becu.org/UW.
As the coach for Husky basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Nine minutes and 15 seconds into the second half, and the Huskies have 4 points. It's Mount St. Mary's 7, Washington 4. Dogs opened up on the very first touch of the game. Isaiah Stewart, easy lay-in, 2-0 lead for Washington. Since then, Washington's 1-for-11.
Yeah, it's been not pretty, to say the least, and it hasn't been pretty for either team. Mount St. Mary's shooting 20%, Washington shooting 17%. And when you get the free opportunities at the stripe, which Washington had with Jamal Bay a moment ago going 0-for-2, it just leads to some bad mojo right now for the Dogs. So this timeout, welcome for both teams. Let's see if Washington come out of this thing, though, and get some offensive sets to score.
Yeah, there have been 27 shots taken in this game. 5 have gone in. But, you know, that being said, you look at other things like rebounding. Mount St. Mary's with a 13-7 edge. And really, for the size Washington has, there's no real excuse for that. And you know Coach Hop's talking about that in the huddle. Today's game is brought to you by Quicken Loans. By making the complex simple, Rocket Mortgage created a home buying experience centered around you so you can enjoy the game and focus on making your house home. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, official mortgage provider of Washington Athletics. Jaden McDaniels inbounds to Nas Carter, dribbles up the right wing and feeds Isaiah Stewart. Backs his way in against the double team, passes out of it to Carter. Pump fake, high on the right, drives, and a jumper from right of the key is banked home. Nas Carter, who had 23 against Baylor, gets his first two here, and the Huskies cut it to a one-point game.
That's that elite athleticism from Nas Carter, the dribble pull-up where he just raises up over everybody. Rarified air right there.
Damian Chung Kui up the floor for Mount St. Mary's. Working left side over to Morris. Now it's Chung Kui from the W. Dribbles right side. Bouncing in the corner for Barnes. Return it out. Chung Kui. 10 on the shot clock. 10:07 to go here in the first half. 7-6, Mount St. Mary's. Chung Kui high on the right. Defended by Green there. Give it off to Morris. Glides in. Floater on the way. Shot got altered. And a shot clock violation. That's the length of Isaiah Stewart that forced Morris to throw it up way higher than it needed to be off the glass. And a shot clock violation.
Well, there's been a difference in the defense since Washington switched back to the zone. Now, you do have Quade Green in there who's, you know, just barely over 6 feet. But everybody else showing you that length and making it very difficult.
Carter in the corner. feeds down low to Stewart. Spins out of a double team, whistling a travel. Fourth turnover tonight for the Huskies. And I think that foot that he was spinning on just got bumped a little bit.
Yeah, you can see Coach Hopkins having that conversation with officials saying, you get bumped in the back, you either call the foul, but it's not a travel.
Working into the mid post, Jefferson shovels it down to Barnes, and he gets absolutely stuffed. Huskies the other direction. Carter glides inside, had the ball poked loose into the paint, and now Chungqui takes it away from Mount St. Mary's. Races up the floor, pushes into the corner. Morris pump fake on a shot, steps inside the arc. A long two is on the way, bounces off the back of the rim, no good. Carter taps the rebound away over to Mount St. Mary's, and they'll reset with a 7-6 lead, 9-10 to go here in the first half.
These dogs can certainly recover. That's one thing. Those block shots, amazing.
Jaden McDaniels with the swat. Last time down the floor. Into the corner. Three on the way from Morris. A little too strong. Rebound poked loose by Quade Green, and he sticks with it to take it away. Finds a trailing Stewart. Passes out of it over to Carter. Carter finds McDaniels high on the left, who tries to angle in. Had his pocket picked. Mount St. Mary's comes up with the ball. Nas Carter dives for it, lands on the opponent, and that'll be a foul against Carter.
Yeah, it's interesting. Jaden McDaniels had that same issue that Jalen Noel had late in his career, where he would love to dip his shoulder and push off. And with the size and length that McDaniels has, he doesn't need to extend that. He's going to start getting called for that on a regular basis. If he hadn't lost the ball, that was going to be an offensive foul.
There's Chungqui from Mount St. Mary's, giving it over to Votto Morris. Now feed it into the post. It's Namine. Spins at the foul line. Back to the basket. Works on Hamir Wright. His bank shot lipped out, but a foul on Hamir Wright will put Jadozier Colin Namine at the free throw line. With Mount St. Mary's leading Washington 7-6 with 8:22 to go in the first half. Just want to say that slow to make sure people hear me right.
Yes.
That's now 8-6 Mount St. Mary's with the made free throw, almost 12 minutes off the clock here in the first half. Amir Wright checks out.
It never fails, though. Whenever we've seen Washington have slow first halves, come back to have big second halves.
Free throw missed, and a rebound, Isaiah Stewart. Well, we're 100% at doing that in this season. The first game against Baylor, 24 points in the first half, 43 in the second. Here's Jamal Bey gliding down the lane, missed the layup. Ball gets tipped out, hustled for by Quade Green. Pull-up jumper's good, and the Huskies get the lid off the rim and tie it up at 8 with 8 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, two Huskies there, battle for the ball, nearly knocked it right to Mount St. Mary's, but Quade Green, Johnny on the spot.
The good news is, as poorly as the Husky offense is playing, the defense is playing that well, and we're tied at 8. More than 12 minutes gone by. Left point three, a deep one for Miller is good, and Mount St. Mary's takes an 11-8 lead.
And that's the shot, though, you want Miller to take. He's three steps beyond the line, seemingly out of his range. He gets that one to fall, but I can't see that one going time and time again.
Carter over to McDaniels, left side. Lob it down to Stewart. Turn around and score. A beautiful move and a beautiful pass. McDaniels to Stewart. The freshman combo gets the Dogs within one.
It almost seems too easy, Tony. If you're going to give him that space, Isaiah Stewart's going to make you pay.
Ball gets poked loose by Quade Green. Boy, he doesn't have the same size as Matisse Thybulle, but he's got the quick hands and the great ability to read a defender. Mount St. Mary's has the ball, 11 on the shot clock. Pass out top to Morse. Give it left side to Hobway. Hobway, a little up and under move against Isaiah Stewart. Missed the shot. Ball gets tipped out of bounds, and it's going back to Washington with 6:45 to play in the first half. Mount St. Mary's out to an 11-10 lead, 13 minutes and 15 seconds into this game, which is brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. Welcoming the star of Mike and Molly, comedian Billy Gardell, November 16th. Get ready to laugh with Billy Gardell. November 16th, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. For more info, go to emeraldqueen.com. Mount St. Mary's 11, Washington 10, as we step aside for this from Geico.
Bold statement. Saving money with Geico is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a GEICO office and yelled, "Someone please help me save some money on car insurance," everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Now you can bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Proudly partnered with the Washington Huskies, Red Hook has created their very own small batch IPA, Purple Rain, specially brewed for the home team and available on tap all season long. Catch the Husky spirit by catching a game at Red Hook Brew Lab.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. From sponsoring the Huskies in special events like Seafair, to nurturing basic needs through affordable housing, shelters, and food banks, investing in our local culture has always been part of Home Street Bank's DNA. As Seattle continues to grow, so do we, and that means more good things to come for you, your neighbors, and our communities. HomeStreetBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, we've already seen the number one team in the nation go down today. Evansville shocks Kentucky. I think the score was 67-64, the same as the Washington score against Baylor. So we said at the opening tip, you got to be ready for anything. And so far, anything has included an 11-10 lead by Mount St. Mary's with 6:45 left in the first half. Huskies on pace to get less than 20 points here in the first half.
Yeah, I'm not shocked that Mount St. Mary's is up by one. I'm shocked that it's 11-10.
Yeah.
Right. If this game was 31-30, you know, I go, okay, that's kind of it. Maybe more along the lines of what you'd expect. Washington holding somebody under 35 for a half or thereabouts, but the offense I thought would be clicking a little bit more than what we're seeing here tonight.
Mount St. Mary's in its season opener against Georgetown in D.C. led the Hoyas 37-25 at the half. And here they lead at Washington 11-10. Elijah Hardy on the floor for the first time. Change of pace here with a smaller lineup. Green and Hardy together. It's Carter in the right corner with the ball. Little jab step, gets into the paint. Layup with the left hand, falls off. Rebound Jefferson. Huskies 5-17 from the floor.
And that's the third or fourth miss, short one from Naz Carter.
There's Votto Morris has it high on the left. Over at the space needle, defended by Elijah Hardy. Working down, Jefferson now has it left of the paint. Kick out, Namine for three. Clanks it off the glass, rebound Naz Carter. Galloping up the right sideline, looks and finds Elijah Hardy. Left alone for a right wing three. A knuckleballer that finds air. Offensive rebound, Green kicks back out to Hardy. And he answers with a three ball. Elijah Hardy with a right corner three. Gives the lead to the Huskies. And a great job putting that last air ball behind him. Stepping into it and knocking down a shot. Now he commits a foul 85 feet away. But the Huskies needed that three-pointer. The seventh attempt of the game is the first one they make.
Yeah, Elijah Hardy a little too hyped up. Misses that one first air ball, gets the second one to go, and then tries to lock up full court right there. Puts a hand in there, obvious foul. But you like the energy from Elijah Hardy. You talk about a guy who had a bad break, and I don't mean that as a pun. You know, early in the season last year when he broke his hand, fell out of the rotation. This is his first real opportunity to get some meaningful minutes.
Yeah, an interesting lineup for the Huskies here. They've got two smallest players on the floor in Hardy and Green. They've got the two freshman phenoms, McDaniels and Stewart, and then there's Jamal Bay out there playing the three. Here's Votto Morris, high on the right. Coming off the screen, runs into McDaniels. Pass out top of the key to Miller. Miller works the left side, Chung Kui. Chung Kui drives and tries a floater at the rim. Blocked away by Stewart. Knocked out of bounds after Mount St. Mary's recovers it. And there's two on the shot clock. They'll reset from underneath the basket with Washington leading 13-11.
Yeah, we got blocked out right there. I thought that ball was dribbled off a foot. I know that Quade Green was right there in the mix, but that was an interesting bounce.
So they'll literally have to catch and shoot here. 2 seconds on the shot clock as Votto Morris will be the one checking it in. Morris looks for a teammate. Lob to Jefferson. Comes down, puts it up, and an air ball. So that's the third time today. In fact, I think all of Mount St. Mary's turnovers have been on shot clock violations. Quade Green literally physically propelled up the floor by Mike Hopkins, who put his hand into his back and pushed him up the left sideline. There's Hardy posting up Stewart under the basket. Layup good against the double team. If he gets the ball that deep, nobody's going to stop him. 15 to 11 dogs.
I'm not suggesting that that's your play every time, but goodness, it's pretty hard not to like that every single time down the floor unless Mount St. Mary's can show you they can stop it.
And then again, tangled up in the backcourt, it's Elijah Hardy, this time off the ball. Just, again, appreciate the aggressive defense, but a little too exuberant there, getting tangled up away from the ball.
Yeah, he's trying to deny once the ball goes away from Morse or Jonqui. He doesn't want him to get it back.
Here's Morse giving it over to Jonqui. Jonqui has it high on the left. Now finds Morse, top of the key, float it down low to Jefferson. There's the catch. The layup is off the mark. Offensive rebound swatted away by Isaiah Stewart. Jefferson gets the rebound again. Finds a cutting Nominee. Loses the ball out of bounds, and it's back to Washington.
We talked about how this Washington defense loves to help and recover, right? They get the block shot. They get beat on a streak down the middle, but then you get the rotation. Everybody's helping each other out.
Seven blocks for Washington here in the first half. They had 10 in the game against Baylor. Uh-oh, Hardy had his pocket pick. Morse comes down, lays it up and in with a little English. And with 4 minutes to go in the first half, the Huskies' lead is trimmed to 15 to 13.
You got to be careful with that basketball. Two quick guards for Mount St. Mary's.
Here's McDaniels, top of the key. Pump fake on a three. Sidestep. Now shoots a three from straight on. Clanked it. Ugly shot. Rebound. Jonqui flying up the floor for Mount St. Mary's. Now he'll stop at the space needle and gets eyed down by Elijah Hardy, who wants to lock him down defensively. Looks like the Dogs are playing a little man-to-man. What do you see here, Jay?
Yep.
This looks like man-to-man as Stewart will bump Jonqui out top. And that could create a free throw situation. Yes, a 1-1 upcoming for Jonqui when we continue in a moment. 3:32 to go in the first half. And Washington leads Mount St. Mary's in a low-scoring first half. It's 15 to 13. Now this for Pac-12 Wireless.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood as we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference. We've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains, not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky Basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Corona Extra is a proud partner of Washington Athletics. Find your beach today and enjoy Corona Extra, now available on draft. Corona, first brewed in Mexico by Grupo Modelo in 1925. The number one selling import brand family in the U.S. is proud to be the Dog Nation Cerveza. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine. It's the same expert care. Everybody can get it over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care. Huskies need a higher degree of offense. They are up 15 to 13 against Mount St. Mary's with 3:32 to go in the first half. And really what's fascinating is it's they've got seven made field goals, but they've all been right at the rim. They're 1-for-8 from three. They're 0-for-2 from the free throw line. And outside of the times when they just use their enormous size by posting up Isaiah Stewart, who leads the team with 6 points. Outside of that, Huskies haven't really made any jumpers.
It hasn't been pretty. You know, I was talking to assistant coach Cameron Dollar before the game. He said, you know, practice the last couple of days has been spotty, and sometimes that can come through when you play a game. And, you know, right now for Washington, they have just not found a rhythm.
Had a great experience up on the joint military base up there in Anchorage. Spent 3 days up in Alaska. Had a long flight back as the first free throw by Chung Kui is good. Makes it 15-14. And it was an emotional win, to be sure. You're playing on national TV. You got Dan Shulman and Jay Billis there. You got all the military festivities. As the second free throw falls off, McDaniels gets the rebound. You get the big comeback win. But now you got to come home and get right back down to business. And it's been a slow start for both these teams today. Green finds McDaniels in the corner. That three rattles in. Jaden McDaniels with a triple. Went 1-for-2 against Baylor. And he sinks that one. The second three of the night for the Dogs, who lead 18-14.
Just what you needed. Get the crowd back into it. Get Jaden McDaniels back on track. Nice assist there from Quade Green.
Chung Kui gives off right side to Morse. Give it over Namine, right of the key. Kicks into the corner, left side for Chung Kui. Trapped there by Bay and Hamir Wright. Pass out of it, a three on the way for Miller, no good. Tapped out by McDaniels, over to Green. A leak out over to Hamir Wright, who looks for a cutting Stewart, but the window wasn't there. It's intercepted Mount St. Mary's.
That's a junior right there, and Hamir Wright, you've got the possession. Get it back to a guard. Don't make the home run play there.
Chung Kui has it between the rings for Mount St. Mary's, left end of the court. 2:33 to go here in the first half. It's Mount St. Mary's within four, 18-14. Chung Kui has it high on the left. Give out to Morse. Pump fake. Steps inside. Shoots a three and buries it. Man, he got Green in the air. A really nice looking move on a lethal pull up from Morse. And a timeout for Mount St. Mary's with 2:19 to go in a 1-point game.
That timeout was almost like this was 2:19 to go in the second half, yeah. Not the first half. You get a three to go down. You call a quick timeout to get your team regrouped. You know, I think if you're Mike Hopkins, you're welcome that timeout as well. Try to say, hey, guys, listen, we've got a couple of things going now on offense. Don't let up defensively. Let's keep this going the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yep. We've got the Toyota Halftime Show coming up, where we'll go back to the studio with Trevor Williams for check of scores. And one shocking upset in college basketball today. He'll tell you about that. Also give you a first half recap. And take a look at the highlights from this game, which a lot of them have been on the glass. I mean, a whole lot of rebounding from both these teams. Mount St. Mary's with 19 boards to Washington 16. But that was a big three for Jaden McDaniels, his first points of the ball game. And I just get a sense that that bucket could open up a little bit for this Husky offense and give it some confidence. Here's Quade Green up the floor from left to right across the W. Gives off to Isaiah Stewart on the right wing. Feeds top of the key to Hamir Wright. Now it's Jaden McDaniels. Looks and finds Bay, who splits defenders, gets to the rim, but missed the layup. It was challenged. Rebound Jefferson from Mount St. Mary's.
A lot of body, a lot of contact right there as Bay goes flying in. Knocked him off his spot.
Less than 2 minutes to go before halftime, 18-17. Washington leads by one. Chung Kui finds Morris. Bounce over to Namine. Turnaround jumper. Good. Mount St. Mary's has the lead, 19-18.
That's that soft spot in the zone that Washington's willing to give up.
Hamir Wright tries to post up Stewart, whistling a foul, and Namine is frustrated, trying to defend Isaiah Stewart, and he's having a hard time.
That's his second foul. You got to think that if Washington can continue to get the ball in down low, this is not a deep, while Mount St. Mary's plays a lot of guys, they're not that deep on the post.
McDaniels will enter the ball to Hamir Wright high on the left. Give it over to Quade Green on the Alaska Airlines Arena logo. Brings it between the circles, crossover dribble to the left elbow, jumper on the way, whistle a foul. And yeah, that was partially blocked. It did not hit the rim, but nice job by Green drawing the contact and getting to the free throw line.
Let's see if Washington can get on track with a couple of free throws here.
These will be the first free throws for Quade Green as a Washington Husky. Did not attempt any in the game against Baylor. And remember, he did not play in the exhibition against Western Washington that the Huskies surged out to a 46-23 lead at the half in. Here's Quade Green, free throw off the back of the rim. Dogs 0-for-3 at the line and trailing Mount St. Mary's 19-18.
These are the ones that can frustrate you, especially as a coach. You practice these all the time. You got good free throw shooters in Jamal Bey and Quade Green at the line and not able to knock them down.
Second one is good. Looks like Green might have slapped the hand of an opponent there after the made free throw, 19-19, with 1:22 to go here in the first half. Here's Chung Kui, gets into the paint, kicks out Morse, a deep three on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Missed that from 27 feet. Offensive rebound snagged away by Hobway. Now Chung Kui will dribble it out to the W with 1:06 to go in the first half and 12 to shoot. Remember the new rule in college basketball, offensive rebound, shot clock resets to 20. Chung Kui is fouled by Jamal Bey with 6 on the shot clock and didn't have a lot going for him.
9 offensive rebounds for Mount St. Mary's. They were able to get that next possession to finally get that foul. That was a touch foul, if anything. I'm not trying to be a homer on that one, but you get feet crossed up right there, and it's going to result in a couple of free throws, or at least a 1-1.
So Chung Kui goes to the free throw line. Damian Chung Kui, 5'8", 145-pound sophomore from Baltimore, and he sinks the first. Started last year as a walk-on and earned a scholarship by leading the team in assists with 116. Attempts a second free throw and got it. Mount St. Mary's leads 21-19 with under a minute to go here in the first half. Quade Green up the floor for the Huskies. Sets things up for the Dogs with Bay, McDaniels, Wright, and Stewart on the floor. Here's Green over to Bay, high on the left. Finds Green, top of the key, returns it to Bay, left wing. Bay travels. 9th turnover of the first half for the Huskies.
Got to be decisive. You got to understand what you're trying to do right there. Jamal Bay looked a little hesitant. Didn't know if he wanted to go, and you can see Coach Hobbs saying either make that pass or put that thing on the deck.
Huskies are 7-for-14 from 2, 2-for-9 from 3. And trailing 21-19 here. We've got a 13-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock for Mount St. Mary's as they attempt to take a lead into halftime for the second time this year against a power opponent. Right wing, Barnes tries a three, missed that one. Long rebound to Nas Carter. It starts a break, 3-on-3. Carter pulls up and gets it to Green. Shot clock is dark. Huskies will hold to the last shot. 21-19, Mount St. Mary's leads by 2. 12 seconds left in the half. Give it left side, McDaniels. Beautiful pass, threads the needle to Stewart, who lays it up and in to tie the game at 21. 5 seconds left in the half. Here comes Chung Kui. He's going to let one launch from 30 feet. It's short. It goes out of bounds, and the Huskies have a little life heading into the locker room.
Well, things you probably didn't expect to hear. Tie ball game between Washington and Mount St. Mary's at the break, but you got to give the Mountaineers a lot of credit. They came in, they battled, they made it ugly. They've knocked down some shots, and Washington, conversely, has done the exact opposite.
Yeah, Jaden McDaniels with a pretty underhanded feed to Isaiah Stewart, who leads all scorers with 8 points, and we're tied at 21 here at the half, Washington and Mount St. Mary's. It's time for the Toyota Halftime Show as we go back to the studios with Trevor Williams.
Thanks, Tony. Coming up here at the break, we've got a look at your first half recap, some stats from the opening 20 minutes. We're also going to check in on Oregon and Memphis in a ranked matchup at the Phil Knight Invitational in Portland. And number one Kentucky goes down tonight in week number 2 of college basketball. All that and more on the Toyota Halftime Show, which is next after this from the home of the Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn Show, Anthony's.
21-21, start of the second half as not quite the first half that we expected to see Jason Hamilton, but that being said, these things kind of have a way of resetting themselves at the intermission, and really, who knows what to expect for the start of the second half. These two teams are both coming in with a lot of confidence. Huskies earned theirs over the weekend with a win against Baylor. Mount St. Mary's has played really well now in 2 games at Georgetown and here tonight.
Well, if Mount St. Mary's didn't have confidence before this game, they certainly do after the first half. I don't know if many of those people thought on that roster that they'd be tied at the half. For Washington, though, I think it's a bit of a wake-up call to, you know, continue to play the tough defense, but be a little bit more precise on the offensive end. You can get shots if you move the basketball, work that thing inside out. You know the double team is coming on Isaiah Stewart. He's a willing passer, and now you got to be ready to shoot it.
College basketball is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis, as well as live play-by-play on ESPNU Radio. Learn more at SiriusXM.com/collegehoops. Jay, I think the stat that maybe is most surprising to me in this first half is 3 turnovers for Mount St. Mary's. I think that's really what has surprised me and impressed me. They're shooting 21% from the floor, and yet they're here tied against Washington.
Yeah, and I think that and their offensive rebounding, the fact they have 9 offensive rebounds, they only have 5 second chance points, so that's not really, they're not getting a lot, but they're getting more possessions, they're eating up more clock.
Huskies get the ball first in their home white jerseys with gold names on the back and purple numerals. It's Quade Green with the ball on the left wing, has it at the space needle, gives off Jaden McDaniels left wing. Trying to establish Stewart inside, but he's double-teamed. So he'll cross-court pass it over to Hamir Wright, who drives inside and picks up a personal foul. And I like the aggressive take by Hamir Wright there on that possession.
Yeah, Washington was patient there. They go inside, working around the perimeter. They go cross-court, gives Hamir Wright a driving lane there. Spread the floor.
Huskies go 9-24 in the first half, 38%. But the 9 turnovers squandered a lot of possessions as Hamir Wright misses the first free throw. Huskies now 1-for-5 at the stripe tonight. Quade Green out, and into the game comes Elijah Hardy. So that's a quick substitution 20 seconds in.
Interesting.
Second free throw, Hamir Wright makes the correction, and the Dogs lead by 1, 22-21. Demian Chung-Kui did a nice job running the point guard spot. Went 0-for-5 in the first half, but 3 points, 2 rebounds, and managed the game well for Mount St. Mary's as he fires a bullet pass that goes through the hands of Naminé. It's intercepted by Washington. Hardy looks and kicks. 3 on the way. Wright buries the triple. Hamir Wright has all 4 points to start the second half, and the Huskies force Mount St. Mary's to take a timeout with the Dogs taking a 25-21 lead.
Just like that, Washington on fire in this second half, Tony.
All right, we'll take it. 40 seconds into this thing, and we'll also take a timeout as Washington leads Mount St. Mary's 25-21. Now this for Corona.
Corona Extra is a proud partner of Washington Athletics. Find your beach today and enjoy Corona Extra, now available on draft. Corona, first brewed in Mexico by Grupo Modelo in 1925. The number one selling import brand family in the U.S. is proud to be the Dog Nation Cerveza. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra, beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
As we watch the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
For Washington fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that, and that's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, proud partner of the Washington Huskies. Washington leads Mount St. Mary's, scoring the first 4 points of the second half. A game that was tied at halftime. That tie has been broken thanks to Hamir Wright scoring the first 4 points.
And that's why you get that quick timeout. And Engelstad says, you know, we've got to keep this thing close. We cannot allow Washington to run away from us in the first few minutes of this second half and not make this a contest. So good timeout there for Mount St. Mary's. But for Washington, continue to apply the pressure here.
The Mountaineers are 1-1 on the season. They led by as many as 19 early in the second half of their game at Georgetown. But Georgetown ended up winning by 13, which means there was a 32-point swing in the final 17 minutes of that game. And so Mount St. Mary's with a quick trigger timeout in order to try to avoid that from happening again. And the Husky 2-3 zone attacks. It forces an errant throw out of bounds. And the first 2 offensive possessions from Mount St. Mary's result in turnovers as we open up a new half.
But Chung-Kui did not even get double-teamed fully. He threw that to try to beat the double team and just threw it right out of bounds.
Huskies have the basketball. It's Hardy with the ball on the left wing. Brings it out of the circle. Now it's McDaniels on the left wing. Returns it Hardy out top. 1 minute gone by here in the second half, 25-21, Dogs on top. This is Elijah Hardy operating from the W with 10 on the shot clock. Angles to his right, tries to spin into a screen for McDaniels. Kicks out to Carter, right wing, makes his way to the foul line. Two to shoot, rises, fires, sinks it. Naz Carter, a cool jumper, gives the Dogs their largest lead at six.
I made mention on one of Naz's short jumpers in the first half. That athleticism that he has to be able to elevate over the defender, it just makes it so special, so unique. When he's in a situation like that, he can get out of it.
Now a trap forces another turnover. Hamir Wright and Elijah Hardy team up to trap a Mount St. Mary's player in the corner. He fumbles it out of bounds, and the ball goes back to the Huskies. So we said it's the start of a new half. Anything can happen, and so far all the things have been good things for the Dogs. A 6-0 run to start this second half. Here's Hamir Wright from the head of the circle. Glides down the lane, fouled on the drive. And this will be a foul on the floor, the second of the half against the Mountaineers.
Tony, I strongly believe that the driving lanes are wide open for everybody but Isaiah Stewart. You see how hard Mount St. Mary's is trying to double team the posts. You rotate that ball, one quick pass, and you just attack the rim.
Jaden McDaniels lobs it into Stewart, hands it back McDaniels. Gets into the paint. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Stewart goes over the back. That's a foul on Isaiah Stewart, who's a little frustrated. 8 points and two rebounds tonight, leading the Huskies, but still certainly wants to be more productive than that, and frustrated that his foul was whistled.
Quite honestly, that was all set up by the poor shot, Jaden McDaniels. That wasn't a great look, contested.
Huskies on a 6-0 spurt here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. It's Votto Morse into the corner. Chonqui for three, sinks it, and cuts the Husky lead in half. It's now 27-24. Jaden McDaniels, a long two, tries to answer very quickly and missed it. Rebound is corralled by Omar Habwe. There's Chonqui out top for Mount St. Mary's. Pump fake Morse. That's Habwe on the left wing. Returns it. Morse out top. Return to Habwe. Now work it down low. Opoku in the lane. Shot up. Grazes the front of the rim. Long rebound for the Huskies. Hardy gets it out to Carter. Returns it Hardy. Now posts up Stewart before the defense gets set. One-on-one move. Stewart muscles it up. No good. Offensive rebound McDaniels. Push pass out to Hardy. Right point three. That one off the back of the rim. Rebound Mount St. Mary's. Huskies lead sticks at three.
Had some opportunities there too.
3 minutes into this second half. But I probably like that offensive possession, even though it comes up with 0 points, as much as I've liked any offensive possession they've had in this game. This is Opoku. Over to Chonqui out top. Chonqui finds Morse high on the left. And post up Opoku. Fire a pass into the corner. Two on the shot clock. Working down Jefferson. Layup no good, and the rebound ripped away by McDaniels, his seventh of the ball game. Gallops up the right sideline. Jaden McDaniels finds Stewart, makes a man miss, goes up, throws it down, flexes his right muscle, and a foul. How about that, Isaiah Stewart? He's got 10.
Well, he's not wrong. He's showing you all the strength right there with somebody on his back. Jefferson comes over late, knocks him in the head and the arm, and he just goes right through it.
Breathing heavy as he gets ready for this free throw. A lot of effort exerted there from Isaiah Stewart with a powerful dunk in the midst of being fouled, and now tries to improve the Huskies' woes at the charity stripe where they're 2-for-6 tonight. Lane violation against Mount. And they're going to call the foul on McDaniels, who pushed the Mount St. Mary's player into the lane.
They're just going to call the lane violation on him. I don't think they're going to give him the foul, but
you could have.
Absolutely.
Just a little gentle nudge. That was a little tap into the lane that goes against McDaniels. And so Huskies 2-3 zone attacks. Chonqui breaks it as he dishes it down to Habwe. Layup gets stuffed. And the ball goes out of bounds off Mount St. Mary's and back to Washington.
You get the sense now, Tony, up five. Defensively, they've got Mount St. Mary's a little rattled with that first initial trap. But they've got to continue to get this lead built up to try to put some cushion here. But give Isaiah Stewart another chance to touch it.
And here's Hardy. Looks and finds McDaniels. McDaniels out top. Tried to get it to Hardy. Wasn't open. Scoops it over to Wright. Whistle and a foul. And I think they're going to get a moving screen on McDaniels.
Yeah, he's out of sorts right now. I think he's a little frustrated. He hasn't been able to knock down shots. He's 1 of 5. He just pushed somebody in the lane. And there's the growing pains of a young freshman in major conference basketball.
All right, so Washington's lead has grown to 5. We were tied up at the half. Right now it's Washington 29, Mount St. Mary's 24, with 15:55 to go in the second half. Now this for SiriusXM.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 basketball is back on SiriusXM, and we've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from hosts like Eddie House, Evan Moore, and Sean Farnham, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12Hoops.
This is Washington Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
The Huskies are hot, and Husky Fever is fueled by the power of purple. We're tougher together, and there's no mistaking which team you're on when you wear officially licensed Huskies gear. In the stands and around the globe, the Husky Nation is strong and proud. You can show your Husky pride and support the team by wearing University of Washington licensed products available at retailers throughout the Puget Sound and online. Go Huskies! And don't forget, real dogs wear purple.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Washington 29, Mount St. Mary's 24. Kind of a close game here with 15:55 to go in the second half at Alaska Airlines Arena. Who cleans your building? Janet King is the trusted janitorial partner for businesses throughout Washington, and they're a proud partner of the Huskies. Get it clean with Janet King. Well, the Huskies defense has cleaned up some things here in the second half. They've really done a nice job of forcing more turnovers. They're not giving any easy looks to Mount St. Mary's. Really, it's just the offense that's trying to straighten things up, and I think so far a lot of improvement made from the first half.
Yeah, defensively, you can win with the defense that Washington's putting out there. I mean, 24 points is all St. Mary's has. It's the offensive end where they've got to become more efficient, and I know I'm advocating for throwing the ball into Isaiah Stewart almost every time, but you've got to be able to work off of him as well.
All right, so Hardy and Carter at the top of this 2-3 zone with McDaniels, Stewart, and Hamir Wright out there. It's Morse, pump fake on a three. Gives off left side over to Barnes, returns it Morse top of the key. Pump fake drive, bounce pass down low. Shot rejected, out of bounds. Couldn't tell if it was Stewart or McDaniels. It was one of them. My goodness, they swarmed the basketball.
It's so difficult to get a clean shot off against this Husky defense, and it was McDaniels coming from the backside there to get that block.
It's like Morris is taking the ball in from low on the left, and he's having a hard time getting it. It's intercepted by Carter, ahead to Hardy. The layup on the way, spins off the glass. Offensive rebound, Stewart running the floor, fouled on the way back up, and Stewart goes to the free throw line. Great job by Stewart and Carter not giving up on the play just because they got it ahead to Hardy. Hardy was challenged. He put some English on the layup. It fell off, but the Dogs got the offensive board and drew the foul.
And it all started with the defensive possession on the out-of-bounds play. Mount St. Mary's nowhere to go with that inbounds throw. And the turnover leads to the runout.
Carter read that by that inbounds pass by Mount St. Mary's a little like Matisse Thybul would have last year, as the free throw is good from Isaiah Stewart. Back of the rim, then falls through. 11 points, 3 boards for Isaiah Stewart. And the Huskies lead by 6, ties their largest margin 30-24. Second free throw on the way for Stewart. Up and good. Touchdown lead for the Dogs, 31-24 against Mount St. Mary's from Emmitsburg, Maryland. University of 2,166 students right on the Pennsylvania-Maryland border. 5 trips to the NCAA tournament in school history, including 2 years ago. They won the play-in game. Then lost to Villanova in a 116 first-round matchup. Here's Jefferson trapped on The baseline by Carter and Stewart. Passes out of it over to Moore. Saving the shot clock. Returns Jefferson low on the right. Shovels a pass down low. Hobway missed the layup and was fouled. He just threw that one on the underside of the rim just to try to get it up and was able to draw the contact against Stewart.
Yeah, Coach Hobb doesn't like that one. Isaiah Stewart looked like he tried to swat that over the top. They called him for a body push. I almost wish sometimes the refs wouldn't do the mechanical part of it because sometimes it doesn't coincide with the actual play.
Yeah, right. As the free throw by Hobway is good, it's 31-25. But yeah, you have to reenact it somehow.
Yeah.
But do you really have to? Isaiah Stewart picks up his third personal foul. Now he's going to check out of the game in favor of Hamir Wright. And Quade Green is on the floor for the first time since that curious substitution just 20 seconds into the half. So whatever coaching moment needed to happen has happened, and now he's out there next to Chung Kui, the 2-point guards in the ball game. They're chatting it up a little bit as the second free throw by Hobway goes down, and he checks out of the ball game. Washington 31, Mount St. Mary's 26, 15:06 to go here in the second half. Here's Quade Green up the floor, angles from left to right, now brings it back from right to left. Sets up from behind the space needle, high on the left side, push right side, Nas Carter left alone for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound caught by Jamal Bay, and he kisses it home for two. 4 points for Jamal Bay, and the Huskies lead by seven.
Yeah, not giving up. We talked about Nas Carter on that last missed Elijah Hardy layup. Not giving up on that shot right there, Jamal Bay.
Bay led the team in scoring in the exhibition with 20 as Chong Kui gets the left elbow floater on the way. Missed it. Rebound, Hamir Wright. He'll leak it out to Green, who races up the floor. Head up, looking for a teammate. Hand off Carter. Feeds Hamir Wright. Now it's Green. High on the right, looks for Hamir Wright into the corner. Baseline jumper, no good. It rattled out. It was halfway down from 18 feet. Rebound Mount St. Mary's. 33-26, Huskies lead by seven. 14-13 to go in the second half. Here's Chung Kui setting up against the 2-3 zone. It's Green and Bay at the top of it. Now it's Barnes looking over and finding Miller. Returning it to Chung Kui. Miller, deep three. That one from 30 feet. He sinks it.
I told you in the first half that Miller three from the space needle was probably the shot you wanted to give him. Didn't know that he had that range in him.
He's a true freshman from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Crossover move by Carter. Picks up his dribble, hands off to Bay. Now it's Green. Green from the W with 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles to his left. Looking for a screen for McDaniels. Goes to work. Here's Quade Green. Steps into a right point three. That one off the glass. Offensive rebound. Carter tips over to Hamir Wright. Throws it up at the window. And he's able to get some rim. But a rebound Mount St. Mary's.
Isaiah Stewart in this ball game. A different offensive look the last couple of possessions.
Yep. 33-29. Huskies clinging to a four-point lead. A pass to the right wing. Grabbed by Miller, goes inside the layup. It's a charge taken by Hamir Wright. Beautiful job by Hamir. And the offensive foul against Mount St. Mary's will be their fifth of the half.
Yeah, stepped outside of the restricted area, had both feet above the line. Absolutely a charge.
Hamir Wright, as a junior, is really the guy out there doing a lot of those heady things, some timely blocks defensively, had that game-winning assist to Isaiah Stewart in the opener against Baylor, and now taking a charge, and he goes to the pine with a couple others as the Huskies have a small lineup in. It's Green and Hardy at the top. McDaniels feeds it down low to Timmons. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Jamal Bay, the other player on the floor. 17 to shoot for the Huskies. 12:53 left in the game. 33-29, the Dogs up by four.
Jade McDaniels has got to see the weak side help there, throwing it into a double team, trying to get it to Sam Timmons in tight space.
Here's Bay in the corner, traces the three-point line, gives it out McDaniels from the top, spins into the paint, floater on the way. Oh, can't get it to go. It was a pretty move. Quade Green with the extra effort trying to climb the back of Chung Kui to save it inbounds, and Chung Kui talking a little trash. And they're laughing with each other after Mount St. Mary's gets the ball back. 33-29, Dogs by four. 12:40 to go in the ball game. 2-3 zone attacks. Chung Kui will chuck it ahead over to Namine. Namine on the baseline, defended by Timmons. Will bounce it out over to Morse. Now Chung Kui out top. Finds Morse high on the right. Returns to Chung Kui high on the left. Darts inside, backs off, shoots a lefty three, and got it with six on the shot clock. It's a one-point game, 33-32.
I don't know that you can keep Isaiah Stewart out of this game for much longer. We're going to get to the under-12 media here in a second, but the offense has stalled since he's been on the bench.
Jamal Bey high on the right. Dribbles back toward the W. And now accelerates inside, layup on the way, spins off the rim, rebound Mount St. Mary's. They can take the lead here with a bucket. It's Chung Kui high on the left. Darts inside, gets to the foul line, now backs out. Sets up from the W against the Husky 2-3 zone. Hardy and Bay at the top. McDaniels, Timmons, and Green along the wings. Here's Chung Kui, eight on the shot clock. Weaves inside, kicks into the corner. Hobway for three, missed that one. Rebound on the weak side, reverse layup is good by Opoku, and Mount St. Mary's takes the lead with 11:23 to play. Timeout taken, Mount St. Mary's 34, Washington 33. And the Dogs are in a fight with the Mountaineers down the stretch here at Alaska Airlines Arena. We step aside for this from Coors Light.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light. Proud partner of Husky Athletics. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
It's all-wheel drive season, and nobody has more all-wheel or four-wheel drive vehicles than Toyota. Now through December 2nd, you can get $1,500 cash back on a new ready-for-adventure 2019 gas-powered RAV4. Get $2,500 back on any new 2019 gas-powered Highlander. Or you can get a great lease deal. A dealer doc fee of up to $150 may be added. For all Toyota offers, see your local Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
To go in the second half, and the Huskies have given up an 8-0 run to Mount St. Mary's, and all of a sudden they're down by a point here in the second half. 11:23 to go, 34-33 is the score. And this has just been a game where the Huskies offensively only have a couple players who have really made a big difference in this game. It feels like it's time to ride those players.
Yeah, you're going to see Isaiah Stewart come back in this game and maybe play the last 11 minutes and 23 seconds along with those timeouts for the media and what Coach Hop deems necessary. But trying to go deeper in your bench and not being able to get the productivity, allowing Mount St. Mary's to get a couple of buckets is certainly not what you were looking for to try to integrate the roster.
Everybody gets treated like an all-star athlete at UW-Medicine with same-day appointments available throughout the Puget Sound area. UW-Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare. So Isaiah Stewart is back into the game with Jade McDaniels. Quade Green, Hamir Wright, and Nas Carter. This looks like a starting five here for the Huskies. Down by a point with 11:20 to go. Quade Green trots across the center court stripe and sets things up against this tiny school from Emmitsburg, Maryland. Long two on the way is missed by Jade McDaniels. Offensive rebound, Quade Green kicks it out. McDaniels, crossover move, lowers the shoulder, gets into the paint, whistle and a foul against Hobway from Mount St. Mary's.
I think Coach Hop is trying to get Jade McDaniels going. You can see with that set right there, they had the option of a high-low coming off that high ball screen right there. Jade McDaniels is struggling right now offensively.
He's got 3 points tonight, 1-for-7 from the floor as he enters the ball to Wright, gets a handoff back. Whistle and a foul called against Hamir Wright on the handoff. That was not a moving screen. It was a handoff.
Yeah, and he pivoted before the ball was handed off. So the replay is going right now. Oh, man. She just showed it in the arena. just a lean forward from Hamir Wright. That was it.
Not the call you expected home against Mount St. Mary's. Trailing 34-33 with 10:50 to go in the second half. Left wing, Chung Kui against the 2-3 zone. Pestered by Quade Green. Gets to the elbow. Spins a bounce pass. It's intercepted. The length of the Huskies knocks it away. Jaden McDaniels into the front court. Shovels it to Carter. Work it right side. Hamir Wright for three. Yes, and the Huskies have the lead on another three-pointer from Hamir Wright, his second of the ballgame. He's got seven all in the second half, and the Dogs are up 36-34.
You mentioned a moment ago that Hamir Wright, now the junior, doing those little things. A couple of big baskets for Hamir Wright.
The crowd wakes up in sleepy Alaska Airlines Arena. An interception by Quade Green. Green races up the middle of the floor, lobs it up ahead to McDaniels. It's intercepted by Hobway, tries to slam it inbounds, but it's out on Mount St. Mary's.
He thought he had Nas Carter streaking to the basket. Instead, Nas goes to the wing. And just a little miscommunication.
10:08 to go here in this tense second half, with Washington leading 36-34 against Mount St. Mary's. Inbounds goes to Nas Carter on the right wing. He surveys the defense. It's man-to-man Mount St. Mary's. Lobs it down low. The double team won't stop Isaiah Stewart, who has 14 points after the lay-in. 6-for-9 tonight, and the Dogs lead by four.
It's just grown man basketball, Tony. I mean, you allow Isaiah Stewart to push you in the back a little bit and get some space, it's over.
Here's Morse out top. Finds a cutting Opoku into the corner. Three on the way from Hobway. Missed it. A rebound taken away by the Huskies. Dogs on a run looking for more. Nas Carter posterizes Mount St. Mary's. A right-handed tomahawk plus a foul. Remarkable.
Oh, my word. Oh, man. Get out of here.
He takes off from 10 feet away and absolutely slams it down over top the 6 foot Votto Morse. It's 40-34, and this arena is alive.
Now, what I don't understand here, though, Tony, is did they not call a block as well? The ref blew the whistle. The crowd was going crazy, so I lost sight of that. Now there's an inbound. So
you and me both.
Okay.
They're giving the ball to Mount St. Mary's. Any foul might have been waved off, but this place is jumping with the Dogs up by six. 40-34. Here's Morse high on the right. Morse looks and finds Chung Kui. Chung Kui from high on the left returns it to Morse, top of the key. Lob to the mid post to Poku, turns and works against Stewart. Tries an up and under, and he got it to go. A beautiful move by Opoku that beat Stewart. He just stuck with it.
Yeah, crafty, went up and under twice to get Stewart in the air.
McDaniels high on the left, finds Green high on the right. That's a travel. Huskies just have been sloppy with the footwork. 13th turnover of the game for the Dogs.
Well, all that momentum after the big Nas Carter dunk, the crowd now kind of quieted down. The up and under bucket from Mount St. Mary's, and then the turnover.
That Nas Carter dunk.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That Nas Carter dunk. We're going to see that one on a lot of national televised programs over the next 24 hours. Mount St. Mary's with the basketball in a close game here. Let's not lose sight of that. Washington 40, Mount 36. Here's Morse between the rings. Gives off Chung Kui. Chung Kui with the ball left wing. Works his way inside the arc. Kick out to Morse. Now right side. Three on the way from Opoku. It's an air ball. Caught on the weak side by Hamir Wright. Gives it ahead to Carter. Carter gallops up the right sideline. Looks and finds Hamir Wright. Top of the key. Wright gives off to Carter on the right side. Now returns to Hamir Wright. Work it left side over to Quade Green on the wing. Dribbles up toward the top. Now it's Nas Carter high on the right with 15 of the shot clock. Gives it Quade Green to the space needle. Hamir Wright over on the left wing with the basketball. Cross-court pass over to Carter. Steps into a confident three and swishes it. And the Huskies lead by seven as Nas Carter has 9 points.
A good ball work right there from Washington. Nice spacing cross-court. Really trying to look to get in the ball down low to Isaiah Stewart. It's just not there. But found it on the perimeter.
43-36, left corner three is an answer from Votto Morse, who averages 16 points a game. He's got eight, and he silences the crowd, 43-39.
And Mount St. Mary's is not going away. They're not giving this Washington crowd a chance to build that momentum.
Jaden McDaniels with the ball out top. Here's Green. Work it to Stewart on the baseline. There comes the double team. Back out to Green. Green has a crease. Floater on the way. Good. Quade Green went to the open space, and he scores. He's got five.
Little bump there for Chong Kui after the shot goes down, too. You talk about those two jawing at each other a little bit.
Good sportsmanship out there. 7:15 to go in the second half. 45-39. Huskies up by six. Left corner, and that's an up and down. Opoku wanted to take a baseline jumper. Hamir Wright closed on him in a hurry and forced him to come down with the basketball. So that's the turnover number 12 for Mount St. Mary's as we step aside. Timeout on the floor. Washington 45, Mount St. Mary's 39 with 7:09 to go in the ball game. Now this for Quicken Loans.
Hey, Washington basketball fans, listen up. When I think about great teammates, I think of Rocket Mortgage. With their innovative technology and industry-leading client support, you can count on them to get your mortgage done right. Because when it comes to buying a home, you need a teammate you can count on. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of Washington Athletics. Push button, get mortgage. Call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Last time on College Sports Now.
Can you imagine a guy walking in that's got $75 million into a college locker room? Do you know the problems that's going to cause? I would rather we just let him go pro. And in football, you know what? Go ahead and go pro early, guys. As an 18-year-old, we'll go ahead and let you go pro. And like everybody else, within 2 or 3 years, you'll be out of the league.
New episodes every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Follow College Sports Now on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app like TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Well, the Ram is where Husky fans celebrate, featuring great food and frosty cold handcrafted beer. Meet your friends at the Ram for happy hour, featuring $4 Ram beers, Wells, and house wine by the glass. There's also half-price appetizers. To find one near you or discover what's on tap, check out theram.com. That's theram.com. Right down the road here from Alaska Airlines Arena, where the Huskies are hoping they'll have a post-game celebration. They lead Mount St. Mary's 45-39 with 7:09 to go in the ballgame. Jason, the biggest difference that I see statistically in this game, first half to second, is at the half, Huskies were being outscored in points off turnovers 10-5. Second half, they're outscoring Mount St. Mary's 9-0. And not coincidentally, they've seen a tie game at half turn into a 6-point lead.
Yeah, you take care of the basketball, you force turnovers. Those can be serious swings in statistical categories, and for Washington, they were able to capitalize.
Jaden McDaniels, left corner three. That one rattles out. Offensive rebound, Hamir Wright, as he soars in, takes it away. Throws top of the key, Quade Green, returns it left side. Hamir Wright glides into the lane. Layup is good as he beat Nominee into the basket, and the Dogs have their biggest lead of the game. It's 8 points, 47-39.
How about the stretch from Hamir Wright, the long legs. He goes from the three-point wing extended in two dribbles all the way to underneath the basket.
9 points, 6 rebounds for Hamir. Lob to the mid post. It's caught by Nominee. Kicks into the corner. Three on the way is good. And every time the Dogs stretch the lead out, Mount St. Mary's has an answer. Naeem Miller with a triple to make it a 5-point game.
7 of 20 from three. This is a team that isn't a great 3-point shooting team. 35% in this one.
Last year, they were 327th in the nation in 3-point shooting. Lob down low. Caught by Isaiah Stewart. And he lays it in easily as he had a beautiful feed coming from the top.
I like that change. Instead of trying to go high-low diagonal, Washington basically goes in a pistol formation, to use a football term, where it's right on top, so there's no help side.
49-42, Huskies by a touchdown. 5:45 to go here in the second half. A floater gets swatted away by Naz Carter. Into the hands of Green. He runs the floor. One on three. Shot got blocked from behind. Huskies hustling after the basketball. Mount St. Mary's takes it away, and the crowd wants an offensive goaltend. They're not going to get it. Damian Chung Kui brings the ball up the floor for Mount St. Mary's. Sticking with it. and hanging around here at Alaska Airlines Arena. 7-point game, 5:20 to go. It's Morse with the ball out top. Defended by Carter and Green, top of the 2-3. Chung Kui angles in from the left side. Works against Carter, whistle, and an offensive foul against Chung Kui. A charge taken by Naz Carter.
Yeah, good footwork there from Naz Carter to step in front of Chung Kui. I'm still scratching my head at that last offensive possession for Quade Green. He did slow down, but it looked like that ball hit the backboard before the block came. And that's what Mike Hopkins is having that conversation right now still.
The symmetry in the scoring by half. It was 21-21 in the first half. Now 28-21 in the second half. Washington leads by 7, 49-42. 5:09 still to play in this one as Quade Green brings the ball up the floor. Here's Samir Wright giving it left side over to Green. Base the space needle. Now finds Naz Carter. Carter returns it to Green out top. Green lobs it into the corner for Naz Carter, 12 on the shot clock, tries to angle up, looks and finds Samir Wright, a straight on threes on the way. It's an air ball caught under the basket by McDaniels, 6 on the shot clock, his pass batted up into the air and intercepted by Morse for Mount St. Mary's. They want to run, kick to Chung Kui, return it to Morse, pump fake on a three, now steps to his left, Morse returns it, Chung Kui right side, Husky defense got back. Left wing, Hobway with the ball taken away, Isaiah Stewart comes up with it for the Dawgs.
I love this. He gets the steal there, and Quade Green says, let's slow down. We could run, but let's run this offense, run some clock.
Carter over to Green. Now McDaniels high on the left. Gives it back to Green, base of the W. Here's Samir Wright. Lobs for Isaiah Stewart. Difficult catch in traffic. Goes up strong, and he's fouled. And Isaiah Stewart will go to the free throw line with 4:03 left in the ball game, and the Huskies up by 7.
Stewart wants the basketball every time down the floor, and he understands that he's not going to get it, but he puts himself in position to score every single possession.
Only one player on the floor is in double figures tonight, and that's the man at the free throw line, Isaiah Stewart, who missed the free throw. He's got 16 points and 3 rebounds. Jaden McDaniels struggling offensively, 1 for 8. He's got 3 points, but also has 8 rebounds and 4 assists. And Hamir Wright has had a big game. 9 points, 6 boards, and 3 dimes. Second free throw for Isaiah Stewart, and he overcorrected, left it short. Rebound, Mount St. Mary's. Huskies, a putrid 4 for 10 at the free throw line tonight. 49-42, Dawgs by 7. Here's Morse out top. Lob to Namine, catch, turn, shoots, and missed it long. Rebound, Isaiah Stewart, his 4th board. Gets it ahead to Quade Green, and he walks up the floor from right to left for the Huskies, nursing a 7-point lead in a close game here against Mount St. Mary's, under 4 to go. Right wing Carter's going to let a 3 fly. Good backspin, missed it. Weak side rebound, Isaiah Stewart stepped on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. He was kind of tangled up with Hamir Wright. Both crashed the glass, and that ball will be a team rebound for Mount St. Mary's. So 3:26 to go in the ball game. Huskies lead, but this thing is not over. 49-42, Dawgs up by 7. Now this for State Farm.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Hey, Washington basketball fans, listen up. When I think about defense, I think of Rocket Mortgage. They created Rate Shield. If rates go up, you're defended. But if rates go down, you get that lower rate. And that can save you some serious cash. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of Washington Athletics. Push button, get mortgage. Call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions.
For Washington fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that, and that's why they offer Saturday delivery so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, proud partner of the Washington Huskies. Well, post-game show's coming up soon, where we'll talk to head coach Mike Hopkins as the Huskies battling Mount St. Mary's today, 49-42. The Huskies up by 7. Big favorites coming into this game after a thrilling win on the road against 16th-ranked Baylor. You take on a low major. You expect it to be a cakewalk. This thing in college basketball just never is.
I think we looked at the scores, some of the games today with the Power Conference, you know, teams that squeaked by and barely won against, you know, low majors. And that's college basketball in the non-conference almost every year. And Washington does definitely not want to be one of those teams that loses one that it should certainly win. We saw Kentucky go down number one Kentucky at home in Lexington against Evansville early today.
Evansville.
I mean, yeah.
67-64. So, yeah, Huskies need to be on point here in the next 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Mount St. Mary's with the basketball. With the ball high on the right, Opoku. He is pestered by Quad Green. Kicks out to Morris. Working left side over to Chung Kui. 13 on the shot clock. Huskies up by 7. From the top, they'll work it right side over to Miller. Miller finds Morse out top. Gets to the foul line. Floaters good with 4 on the shot clock. It's a 5-point game.
Quad Green runs Morse off the 3-point line, but there's no help there in the middle.
Green up the floor. Jaden McDaniel shovel into the corner. Naz Carter wants showtime. Fouled on the way up. Missed the layup. He's going to have to make some free throws.
That's one that Naz Carter's got to finish. I understand that there was a foul, but he probably could have dunked that. Instead, goes up a little light. Not able to get it to go off the glass and in.
Well, he went 3-for-6 at the line against Baylor. 64% last year. Naz is a good shooter. He can do better than that. Something he's got to work on. And let's see how he does here in this pressure situation. He makes the first. The Dogs push the lead up to 6 with 2:46 to go. Good job, Naz. 10 points tonight. Here's his second free throw. Got it. Naz Carter now 499 career points for him. Huskies by 7, 51-44. Leading Mount St. Mary's with 2:40 to go. There's Votto Morse. Give the ball off left side, Opoku. Opoku returns it over to Morse at the W. Mount St. Mary's working from left to right. Morse finds Opoku. Kick left side. Give it out to Morse. Morse, 8 to shoot. Drives inside. Scoop shot. Rejected out of bounds by Isaiah Stewart. And gets congratulations from Naz and Hamir Wright as Isaiah Stewart protects the rim with 5 on the shot clock.
Yeah, that's great help side there from Isaiah Stewart going above the square. Put that one out of bounds.
Fifth block of the ball game for Isaiah Stewart. Inbounds coming. Get it into the corner for Jefferson. Hand off. 3 on the way from Morris. Missed it. Rebound Isaiah Stewart. And Wade Green claps his hands calling for the ball. He wants to take a little time off the clock here with 2:07 to go. Huskies up by 7. Green gives over to Hamir Wright. Bounce right side. Naz Carter. Showtime number 2. Naz Carter throws it down with both hands, and the Huskies have their largest lead at 9. It's 53-44.
Naz just had the welcome mat laid out for him, said, okay, I'll take it.
And he's got 500 career points after taking off and throwing down. A drive the other direction, and another emphatic dunk, this time from Nana Opoku, as he climbs over top Hamir Wright and throws it down, plus a foul.
So this is interesting. Hamir Wright's outside the halo. And he's set. They're going to call this an and one, but I'm not so certain. I don't understand how that's not an offensive foul. I mean, wow.
Waiting to see the replay, and I don't know that they'll show it. But Nana Opoku just threw down on Hamir Wright, and so now you're right. I thought that Hamir was trying to take a charge there, and Opoku leapt so high. He really climbed Hamir there, but he missed the free throw and a rebound for Jaden McDaniels, who brings it up the left sideline for the Dogs, leading by 7, 53-46. Hamir Wright gives off Naz Carter. Back at the W, hands off over to Quade Green. Man-to-man defense for Mount St. Mary's, 1:27 to go. Huskies up by 7. 53-46. Quade Green, crafty ball handling. As he kicks over to McDaniels. McDaniels, jab step, jumper, good. Clutch shot from Jaden McDaniels, a 19-footer on the left wing. He's got five, and he buries one from the perimeter to make it a 9-point game.
Now, he hasn't had a great offensive performance, but that was a big shot there.
Here's Chung Kui, high on the left. Spins into trouble, zips a pass down to Jefferson, tries to go baseline on Stewart, whistle and a travel on Jefferson, and another turnover, the 11th of the half against Mount St. Mary's, will give the ball back to Washington with 55 seconds left.
You got to expect Mount St. Mary's to foul in this situation. And we're not quite at the point of the year. We know who those clutch guys are. We know that 7 of 8, Jaden McDaniels in the game against Baylor, he might need to be a guy that touches this basketball.
Amir Wright looking and gives to Carter. 53 seconds left. They're not fouling right away. Carter tries to get the ball up the floor against man-to-man pressure. Brings it into the front court. Carter blows by his man and now draws a foul. And Naz Carter will go to the free throw line to shoot a two-shot foul. That's the 10th team foul against Mount St. Mary's. 45 seconds left. Huskies up by 9.
Odd that they didn't foul right away. I mean, if you're gonna allow Naz to take it over the timeline and dribble drive to the rim, why not just foul in the backcourt?
Naz Carter, 501 career points, and he'll stay at 501, missing the first free throw. And he'll get ready to shoot another here with the Dogs up by 9, largest lead of the ball game. Neither team has had a double-digit lead today. Now the Huskies get to 10, 56-46. That makes it a four-possession game with 45 seconds left. Chung Kui on the inbounds. Get it over to Hobway. Now Chung Kui from the top finds Morse for three. A deep shot. Back of the rim. No good. Volleyball around. Offensive rebound. Hobway got fouled by McDaniels. And now you let Mount try to cut it into the deficit with the clock stop. 33.4 to go.
The clock is your friend. You never like to see fouls and stoppage and free throws in this situation. But, you know, you have three Huskies competing with each other for that rebound, and the ball goes ping-ponging free.
Missed free throw by Omar Hobway, junior out of Lexington, Virginia. And the Dogs will scratch that. Mount St. Mary's will try another. So Washington will likely come away with this win here, 33 seconds left, but still plenty for this young team to work on. Ranked 20th in the nation, and certainly came to play against Baylor, but struggled today here with Mount St. Mary's. Second free throw falls out. Rebound from Hamir Wright, who had a really nice game, close to a double-double. 9 points, 7 rebounds for Hamir, along with 4 assists. Quade Green dribbling the ball, 2 second difference, shot to game clock. Mount St. Mary's not gonna foul. Huskies milking the clock here with a 10-point lead and hoping to move to 2-0, knowing they're gonna move to 2-0. As Quade Green has it high on the right. 7 seconds left. Lob down to Isaiah Stewart. Fumbles the ball. It's saved inbounds. Mount St. Mary's. 2 seconds left. 1. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Goes off the top of the glass. It's no good. And the Husky defense plays pretty well today and rules the day as Washington holds on for a 10-point win against Mount St. Mary's to improve to 2-0. 56-46. The Dogs D steps up, forcing 11 second-half turnovers.
Yeah, if you were here for the offense, you were probably pretty disappointed. But if you wanted to see some pretty good defense, that's certainly what the Washington Huskies brought here today. A lot to clean up, a lot to do. But I think this is what we expected from a young Washington team that's still trying to find itself.
Yep, no question. Offense was lackluster. Other than a play or two by Naz Carter, I've got a creeping suspicion I know what the Air Van move of the game is going to be. Washington 56, Mount St. Mary's 46. Our postgame show is next after this from Alaska Airlines.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.